Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Wednesday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller back with another Service Management Leadership Podcast. I have a thought for you today. It's one that I know I say this phrase a lot that we don't talk about. We don't talk about our employees. We don't talk about how to attract talent, keep talent, identify great talent, any of that stuff enough. At least I don't think so. It's one of the ironies in life that the people who talk about servant leadership are usually the furthest thing from. The people who I know are servant leaders would be embarrassed if somebody called them that, because their heart is so humble, and they are truly a servant leader. But my thought for you today is that great employees are multipliers. Top performers, especially in the area of service management, are underappreciated and underpaid. We don't like talking about this much because corporate salary ranges, they cannot understand the value of these great employees. These stars of our programs are worth two or three times their average or below average peers. Let me say that differently. I would prefer having a star on my team than two or three average performers. Because those stars, those really strong performers, they multiply everybody else's efforts. However, and I say sadly, many leaders in many organizations, they don't know how to identify, attract, much less reward these top people. What makes them great isn't that they're able to execute the process. What makes them great isn't their understanding of your tool set. What makes them great is that they do it so much better than everyone else. That their ability to know what their stakeholders want and work towards it. Their ability to conceptualize how automation can help. How do we do more with less? Think about what that value is to your organization. But these top performers, these all-stars, are very difficult for many organizations to identify and reward. So, I don't really have the answer, but I'm encouraging you to try to understand this phenomenon, especially as we're being asked to do more with less. How do we make sure that we have as many all-stars as possible to multiply our efforts so that we can do things that we normally would not be able to do? This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller. Thank you for joining us today. Hope you have an awesome rest of your Wednesday. Let me know how service management leadership can help your organization. Also, please follow our LinkedIn company page. And I appreciate all the support that we've received for this podcast. I hope you have an awesome rest of your day. Bye.